Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima, reading you the evening news. I am Matsina. The headlines. Nagaland Governor Laganesan visits Mon district, calls for all-out effort against drug abuse. Prime Minister Modi highlights role of language, literature, art and spirituality in shaping national identity. Nagaland advisor Hekani Jakalu stresses on importance of entrepreneurship for the development of a city and creating job opportunities. And Nagaland Health Department reviews state's preparedness against monkeypox. Now the news in detail. Nagaland Governor Laganesan today visited Mon District, the land of Ang, and held a meeting with the head of departments and civil society organizations of the district at DC's Conference Hall, Mon. In his speech, the governor appreciated the richness of culture and the vibrant people of Mon District. He also said that the colorful dance, tradition, and valiant history of Konyak has always been a source of immense pride for Nagaland. He requested them to protect and promote the rich culture for young generation while standing firmly upon the bedrock of our tradition. Asserting that health of our people is the foundation of this future, he said that community rooted in wellness and prevention is important for health care. Stressing on government health-related schemes, he urged the concerned department to take the schemes to the doorsteps of the citizens so that the common citizen is benefited. Speaking on road construction work under the state, PWD and NHIDCL, which are under progress, he assured that soon border areas of the state will be connected with good roads. He also urged the leaders and educators to renew commitment to the quest for knowledge, invigorate our institutions, inspire students and invest in the future of our district through education. The governor also urged upon the civil societies and law enforcement agencies to go all out against drug abuse and also make it inaccessible to our youths at all cost. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that cultural pillars like language, literature, art and spirituality shape a nation's identity. He emphasized that while the country is moving forward on the path of development, it remains deeply rooted in self-respect, self-confidence and self-pride. Speaking during the International Abhidhamma Divas program in New Delhi today, the Prime Minister pointed towards the teaching of Lord Buddha.
मैं आज अभिधम्म पर्व पर पूरे विश्व का आवाहन करता हूं बुद्ध से सीखिए युद्ध को दूर करिए शांति का पथ प्रशस्त करिए क्योंकि बुद्ध कहते हैं नत्थि संति परम सुखम अर्थात शांति से बड़ा
Mr. Modi said, India has embarked on a transformative journey known as Amrit Kal, which will culminate in 2047. He said, this period will witness the nation's emergence of a developed India. He said, guided by the wisdom of Lord Buddha, the country's development roadmap will bring unprecedented and positive changes. He said, the country is charting a new course for growth by following Buddha's timeless teachings. Prime Minister Modi also called on the nation's youth to take pride in their culture and values while leading the world in science and technology. He said, the central government has given the status of classical language to the Pali language and it makes the celebration of Abhidham Divas historic this year. The Prime Minister said, giving status of classical language to Pali language is a respect to the great heritage of Lord Buddha. The Gram Panchayat onboarding for PM Vishwakarma for Dimapur, Chumukedima and Newland was held at the Deputy Commissioner's Office, Chumukedima, today. The onboarding was attended by MLA and Advisor, Industries and Commerce, Hekani Jakalu. Addressing the gathering, she stressed on the importance of entrepreneurship for the development of a city and creating job opportunities. Ms. Jakalu encouraged all the leaders present to gain as much information regarding the scheme and to disseminate it to the netizens of their own jurisdictions. She also assured that whatever problems are being faced by the beneficiaries will be rectified in order for them to avail the scheme.
Program na naam to beauty renewal. Aaj kal to bola to ki kore bole to chota moto business kore nego bina government kam to yon chukida bole bhi pata nahi bole bhi business kore to mangli ko bole bhi so na ye kaise tani kana bacha kam to bole bhi itya to khali nagale ni aise hola মানুষখন তো বিজনেস কৰাই তুগানি গুৱাহাটী দেখিছে না দেখা নাই আপুনি মানে ওচৰ আমাৰ দিছে আছে গুৱাহাটীতো ইমান ডেভেলপ হৈ আছে তো বুলিবি গুৱাহাটীতো কেনেকৈ ডেভেলপ হৈ আছে কিন্তু গভৰ্ণমেণ্টৰ ডেভেলপ হোৱা নহয় তো বিজনেচ কমিউনিটি কৰাহে ডেভেলপ কৰি দিয়া আছে
Director, Industries and Commerce, Tohuga Achumi, delivering the keynote address, stated that the PM Vishwakarma Central Sector Scheme was launched on 17 September 2023 by the Prime Minister to provide end-to-end support to artisans and craftspeople who work with their hands and tools, collectively known as Vishwakarmas. Ithule Krichana, consultant PM Vishwakarma, giving a presentation on the scheme, stated that out of 1,250 villages, 271 villages are on board, 614 people have been trained, and 84 people availed loans. He also mentioned that currently there are 7 training centers, while more are being worked out.
Most of our people to rural area set up the kitchen. So, the Hindu bulk of grazing will be modern technology, modern tools. TSA, whether Vishu Ladu, Najanina, power tools can take the Najana, traditional methods can try the game to the Hangi upgrade skill upgrade order. For example, carpentrica, then Vishu Ladu, Akra, the Kawa, Jamas, the machinization, with the machine handle, Tinga Chalawa, the one Sikawa, the training center.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Nagaland Commissioner and Secretary for Health and Family Welfare Anup Khinchi today convened a meeting of the State Health Emergency Operations Center Committee members to review the public health preparedness of the department with regard to monkeypox. Mpox has been declared as public health emergency of international concern by the World Health Organization, while officials of the department made a presentation on the status of public health preparedness in the state. Khinchi urged for readiness of all the healthcare workers in the health units across the state to take up the preparedness measures in all earnest so that the state is equipped to manage and handle any eventuality in the event of detection of Mpox and thereby reduce the impact of outbreak. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, has said that broadcasters have a big responsibility to give correct information and quality content to people. Addressing a symposium on emerging trends and technologies in the broadcasting sector, organized at the India Mobile Congress in New Delhi today, Dr. Murugan underscored the transformative power of broadcasting and the importance of embracing new technologies for a connected future. He mentioned that the Union Cabinet has recently approved setting up of 730 new private radio channels in 234 new cities. Speaking at the symposium, Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju highlighted the critical important role of regulatory innovation in the broadcasting sector and the importance of staying ahead of emerging technologies. He also mentioned that Prasar Bharati's direct-to-mobile D2M broadcasting initiative will enable content or live TV to be broadcast on mobile devices without an active internet connection. The government has decided to reduce the existing time limit for reservations in trains from 120 days to 60 days. In a circular, the Ministry of Railway said the new rule will come into effect from the 1st of next month. However, all the bookings done up to 31st October this year will remain intact. The ministry said there will be no change in the limit of 365 days for foreign tourists. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipu Rio attended the swearing-in ceremony of Nayab Singh as the Chief Minister of Haryana held in Panchkula today. In a social media post, he congratulated Mr. Singh and conveyed best wishes for a successful tenure. Mr. Rio also congratulated Narendra Modi ji on this momentous occasion, adding that under his guidance, Haryana is set for continued progress. To end the news, here are the headlines again. Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan visits Mon District, calls for all-out effort against drug abuse. Prime Minister Modi highlights role of language, literature, art and spirituality in shaping national identity. Nagaland advisor Hekani Jakalu stresses on importance of entrepreneurship for the development of a city and creating job opportunities. And Nagaland Health Department reviews state's preparedness against monkeypox. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a good night.